It's time again for our regular fortnightly RNIB Connect Voices Roundup here on RNIB Connect Radio, and I'm joined once again by Max Conway, RNIB Trainee Involvement Coordinator. Hello Max, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Toby, how are you?
Not so bad, thank you. This week we have an opportunity for blind and partially sighted people to help to ensure that the Prime Minister keeps his promise on social care reform. We have an opportunity for people to take part into research about how COVID has affected people. And also there's an opportunity for young visually impaired people, their families and carers in Scotland to join a support network. Max, we start with Boris Johnson's promise to reform social care.
Yes, so on his first day in office, the Prime Minister said he would fix social care once and for all. Over 100 weeks later, we're still waiting for his plans. There are millions of older and disabled people who still don't receive the care that they need. Carers who need support and care workers who deserve better pay are still relying on him to follow through. Given that one out of five people over 75 live with sight loss, rising to one in two people over 90, blind and partially sighted people are a significant part of the population that receive adult social care and are also relying on Boris Johnson to follow through with his promise. So we need the Prime Minister to keep this promise. So RNIB are joining 50 other charities in supporting the Care and Support Alliance's call for Boris to keep his promise and take action.
So what can people do to help?
So you can help by contacting your MP in any way, asking them to call for the Prime Minister to take action. The Care and Support Alliance have created a simple online tool that allows you to do this in minutes. So if you go to www.keepyourpromiseboris.com, you'll find that page where they have a pre-written letter to your MP and you just sign it.
Brilliant, brilliant. Now we come to that request for blind and partially sighted people to take part in research all about how COVID has affected them.
Yeah, so we've recently been contacted by Dr. Advika Rawal, a master's student studying public health at King's College London. She's reaching out for the participation of blind and partially sighted people to take part in a short 30 to 40 minute telephonic or Microsoft Teams interview for her research on how COVID-19 has impacted people with sight loss. The interview will be as per your convenience and preferred method.
And how will people's participation help?
So your participation will help her voice your opinions and bring about changes to reform disability care, especially during these difficult times.
And how can people get involved then?
So if you'd like to get involved, you can contact Advika on 07517 689 250. Or you can email her on advika.rawal@kcl.ac.uk, advika.rawal@kcl.ac.uk. And the closing date for this opportunity is the 30th of July.
Finally, Max, we have the opportunity for young visually impaired people, their families and carers to join a support network in Scotland.
Yes, so this is the Visual Impairment Network for Children and Young People, or the VINCYP. And they're looking to hear from people in Scotland who are parents, carers, families and young people who have experience of visual impairment services in Scotland to ensure that they are at the forefront of decisions that are being made.
So what is the VNCYP then, Max?
So it's an organisation which aims to improve the care for children and young people with a visual impairment. It involves professionals working in health, education and social work, parents or carers of children and young people with a visual impairment, and voluntary sector organisations.
And how can people get involved with this work?
So you can get involved by emailing nss.vincyp@nhs.scot, and they will send you a form to complete. You can also choose how involved you want to be, such as receiving information, keeping up to date with developments via email, sharing your views via surveys, focus groups or questionnaires, sharing your views via its family engagement group on topics of interest, or contributing towards VINCYP events, training courses and conferences. Their network meetings usually take place face-to-face, but you know, due to the current pandemic, its meetings are online via Microsoft Teams. And moving forward, that is likely going to be the format, but they're hoping that in the future there may be some more face-to-face meetings.
So, Max, if people would like to find out more about the items we have just chatted about or other great Connect Voices opportunities, where can they go to find out more and get involved?
So you can join our online Connect Voices group, where we post our latest involvement opportunities, both with the RNIB and external opportunities. You can email involvement@rnib.org.uk for more information. If you're already on Facebook, just search for RNIB Connect Voices and click join. You can, of course, catch our fortnightly roundup on the Daily Connect show, and our next one will be on Wednesday, the 4th of August. You can catch up on all our involvement roundups by searching for RNIB Connect Voices on your preferred podcast player, such as Spotify, or on a smart assistant device like Alexa. Or you can also dial in to our telephone information line on 0203 432 1488.
Well, thank you once again, Max Conway, RNIB Trainee Involvement Coordinator, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Cheers, Toby.